Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hello, this is Michael Bazzelli.
Yes.
And I am Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk to you today about a show we saw the other night, Saturday Night Fever.
Ooh, staying alive.
You took my trick and held the program up. Good for you. Saturday Night Fever takes us on a nostalgic journey back in time to the days when disco was the craze. And for me, I was a disco dancer in my day. I took disco dance lessons, and that music is some of my favorite music of all time. Two of my favorite songs.
Oh, which ones did you like?
Oh, I love that. Gotta put on my boogie shoes. Da-da, boom. And Disco Inferno by the Tramps. Burn, baby, burn. Disco, I love both of those songs. Plus, I love all the BG songs.
Okay.
So I had a ball. And some of the voices in this show I thought were phenomenal. Larissa Overholt, as Stephanie, the lead woman, has this beautiful, rich, melodious voice that I've heard before, and I just really enjoyed her.
I liked the women better than the men.
And you have to say that everybody has to admit this. The lead, Anthony, see if I can say this right. It's like
Cruccelli
was a phenomenal dancer. And I could have watched him dance.
Good dancer.
Forever. Huge, huge. I sound like Donald Trump. Huge.
Oh, God, don't sound like
cast.
Donald Trump.
Huge. Probably 30 or so people. Some of the big
of
dance scenes were just spectacular. The costumes by Kim Brown, I
like
absolutely
the costumes
loved.
A lot. Yes.
Yeah, and I loved the 70s mustaches on the men. Looked so funny. And I want to mention Amanda Foote.
She
has this tremendous belter chest voice that she just really puts it out there, and I loved her singing.
Yep.
She reminded me of Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
A little bit.
Going a little bit more local and thinking of Bria Walker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be.
But
okay.
One other person's voice
I have to mention
that
I really loved was Nicole Yoram, and she played Pauline. That version that she did of How Deep Is Your Love.
Okay.
It was just beautiful and melodious and just wonderful. So those are the standouts for me that I wanted to point out. And I know you're chomping at the bit. You
only no, you had standouts. I wanted to stand outside. It wasn't for me. It's not my kind of musical. I'm not the seven. I don't have the connection to the 70s that you have. I thought the guys were kind of hamming it up a bit. And there's some of my favorite actors are in this. Jonathan Visser and Brett Goodneck and Tom Kolos. And sorry, guys, not your best work. So I know. I'm sorry. I love those guys. I'm going to be defriended tomorrow. I can just tell. But it just wasn't for me.
Well, I think...
It's because I don't like the music. I've never appreciated... I've never been a big fan of the movie. I think people that are fans of the movie might enjoy this.
People who are fans of the movie, as I was... I mean, my boyfriend bought a white three-piece suit to wear when we went out dancing, okay?
Okay. You know, it is a musical. I get it. You know, it's a musical, and, you know, musicals are not known for subtlety. So it's just, I don't know. I like a funnier romp, I guess. I thought it was a bit serious for a musical.
Well, so is the movie. They can't.
Well, no.
Change the story.
I get that.
So I guess you're saying if you didn't like the movie, you probably won't like.
You probably won't like the play if you didn't like the movie.
And I'm saying if you like the movie, you will really enjoy the play. I had trouble sitting still. I was
okay.
I wanted to dance, you know, and the live orchestra I thought did a good job with the music and.
I'm not a fan of the 70s music. We're going to have to put this on me because I don't like that era. I don't like that. Didn't like the movie. I thought some of the performances were a little campy.
I thought so too, but it's kind of a campy thing at this point.
And I thought it lacked, for a musical, it lacked humor. My thing.
All musicals are funny. I mean, were you laughing and yucking it up in Les Mis? Were you yucking it up in Cabaret? Were you yucking it up in Man of La Mancha? I mean, come on.
Okay.
They don't have to be funny.
Okay. All right. All right. Fan of Saturday Night Fever? Me not so much, guys. But enter at your own risk. How's that?
I can't, you know.
There you go.
All right. We're just not going to agree.
There you go.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.